For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. With members of the Republican Party giving him criticism, President Trump released a video on Twitter defending his plan to immediately bring U.S. troops home from Syria.
Our boys, our young women, our men, they're all coming back, and they're coming back now. We won, and that's the way we want it, and that's the way they want it.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says people celebrate when troops come home, but you can't celebrate false security.
If you're tired of fighting radical Islam, I understand it. They're not tired of fighting you. And if you don't get that, you're making a huge mistake.
The president's plan to exit some 2,000 U.S. troops from the site of the Islamic State's 2014 rise marks a reversal of American military strategy in the Middle East. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A high-ranking member of the Catholic Church in Los Angeles is stepping down. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Pope Francis accepting the resignation of Auxiliary Bishop Alexander Salazar on Wednesday morning following allegations against Salazar of sexual misconduct, accused of some sort of bad behavior in the 1990s involving a minor, though full details of that encounter were not released. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles saying it was first made aware of the allegations in 2005 when Bishop Salazar was a priest. These allegations had been turned over to the district attorney, who never filed charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Washington Post is reporting special counsel Robert Mueller is now asking the House Intelligence Committee for an official transcript of Trump advisor Roger Stone's testimony. Committee members say if the reports are true, Stone may strike a deal with Mueller. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The yeas are 71, the nays are 21, with Rudolph responding present.
Arizona Republican Jeff Flake used a little holiday humor in announcing Senate passage of a bill that will keep the government funded through early February. It's a critical step to avoid a partial shutdown of federal agencies this week. The vote came after President Trump backed down from his demand for $5 billion to build his border wall on the southern border. A Republican senator shares his concerns regarding the Russia probe, as we hear from USA's Tim Berg.
A federal judge delayed sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. A new hearing date is set for March 13th, and Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News his whole main concern with this Mueller probe.
I've always been a critic of the idea that you can listen to someone's phone call without a warrant. That's what they did to General Flynn. I think it basically was entrapment. I think what they did should be illegal if it isn't already illegal what they did to him. The other issue to me is a little unseemly, the idea of people lobbying for foreign governments. In fact, I'm toying with the idea and contemplating and in discussions of whether or not we should just make a law that you can't do lobbying for foreign governments, because it really does appear to be divided loyalty, whether you're in government or not. I don't like the idea that Saudi Arabia spends tens of millions of dollars every year hiring people for their interests. Their ambassador should come to our capital and tell us what the interests of Saudi Arabia are.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.